Welcome to The Laundry Hour, a podcast encouraging stay-at-home moms to fulfill their God-given and extraordinary purpose in their seemingly ordinary lives. I'm your host, Jamie Williams. Welcome, everybody, to The Laundry Hour. I am so happy you are with us today. I am grateful. Why am I grateful? Because life is good. But I'm also grateful because sometimes life is hard and God uses those hard things that are happening outside of ourselves, but also those hard things happening inside ourselves to make us more like Him. Today's episode is all about transformation. So we were given an assignment to do at church for like our Sunday school, and we're talking about words of faith. So we all chose words. Two of my words were transformed and submission, and then we got to choose words off the board, whether it was a word that we yelled out or a word that someone else used. And then we're trying to look at scripture and say, okay, what does that mean, and how do we apply it to our life? So I kind of wanted to share with you, thinking about a few episodes ago, four things that'll transform your life, and last week, all about intentional choices and how change is possible. This thought of transformation is kind of on my heart. So I looked at the definition of transformed, or to transform, and it means to make a thorough or dramatic change in the form, appearance, or character of, to alter, change, transfigure, to change completely into another substance. So then I looked up scriptures that talk about the word transformed, and there are only two that actually use that term. So Romans 12:2 talks about how we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now there are more scriptures that talk about being renewed, which now I think I should do a study on renewed, because I think that will definitely inform this. But we're renewed, we're transformed by how we renew our minds. 2 Corinthians 3:18 talks about how we are transformed while we are beholding God's glory with an unveiled face. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 doesn't use the word transformed, but it talks about how we become a new creation in Christ. So I looked at those, and it made me think of the definition that said that we make a thorough or dramatic change in form, appearance, and character. 2 Corinthians 5:17, which talks about how we become a new creation, makes me think about how we're changed in form. We are literally different in our being. We went from being dead to alive. Ephesians 2 verses 4 through 6 talks about how we were dead in our sin and our trespasses, but God made us alive to Him in Christ Jesus. We went from being dead to alive, literally a new creation, literally transformed in form. So the first step of transformation happens by God's Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can make us a new creation, can breathe life into dead beings and make them alive again. So after we are transformed in form, we're transformed in character. And that takes us to Romans 12:2. That says that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. We get a new mind. That means we think differently, we see differently, we reason differently, we create differently. Our whole outlook on life is different, and that's going to change what we do, who we're around, what we say, where we go. It is literally going to transform our life by having a renewed mind. And how do we have a renewed mind? I think back to one of the definitions. It says to transfigure. And as I was looking up, it was talking about surgery, like plastic surgery. You become something different in surgery. And it made me think of Hebrews 4:12, which calls God's word alive and active, and it cuts through bone and marrow. That sounds like surgery to me. I don't know about you. But God's word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. God's word sees what's deep inside us. God's word knows the truth. It reveals the truth to us. The icky, messy, disgusting things about us that we don't want to admit to anybody else, God's word already knows it, and it reveals it to us. It points it out in us. And what's amazing about his word is that it's alive and active. So we can all be reading the same passage, and there are different cuts and different incisions and different things happening from God's word in your body than it would be in my body. And that's why God's word is so important to the believers. And that's why, also, I'm going to stop saying that's why, in the four things that will transform our lives, God's word is the first thing. Because that's what's going to transform our mind. Right now that we have become a new creation, the next step is a new mind. That's the first thing we devote ourselves to, God's word. And then we're transformed in form, we're transformed in character. Now that I have a new mind, I will have a different appearance. I will look differently. Now, I want to make a disclaimer here. It's very easy, unfortunately, to become a Christian and start changing your behaviors. Start doing the things that look like Christians. And unfortunately, your mind and your heart have not changed. Because we have changed ourselves rather than allowing God's word to change us. And so if we're not really transformed, we kind of become what Jesus called the Pharisees. He called them whitewashed tombs. You look clean on the outside, but you're dirty on the inside. This lesson, this episode, this concept, this biblical truth is not about behavior modification. It is not about acting the part. It is about being transformed in your inner being by the Holy Spirit. Allowing God's alive and active word to do that deep surgery to make you new, give you a new mind. And when those things happen, you will look differently. Rather than trying to look different, we just try to seek out God's word and become different. There are weird, hard things to grasp sometimes in scripture that we have to hold on to at the same time. One is that we are transformed. We are a new creation, but at the same time, we are being transformed. That is something that is continually happening to us, something that we have to continually pursue after. And so as we are being transformed, we'll go to appearance in 2 Corinthians 3:18, where it says that as we are beholding God's glory, we're being transformed. As I'm looking at him, that made me think about Exodus 34:35, when Moses went up on the mountain to commune with God for 40 days. He came off the mountain and it says that his face was shining. It was radiant. And then the people of Israel were like, oh my gosh, Moses, you look crazy. Put a veil over your face because that's just too much for us to handle. So he veiled himself in front of the people. But then whenever he went in to commune with God, he lifted the veil. And that verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18, specifically says, with unveiled face, we are beholding the glory of God. That is what transforms our appearance. Spending time in his presence, we get to be unveiled in face because of Jesus. How exciting is that? So we have God's spirit, we have his word, and we also have his presence that is going to radiantly transform our appearance. So we need his word. I'm going to say it again. We need his word, we need his spirit, we need his presence. But then we also need his people. So Acts 2:42, which is the verse about devoting ourselves to his word, to prayer, fellowship and communion. Now, we can technically do all four of those things by ourselves. Not really fellowship. We can have fellowship with the Father, right? But all four of those things are enhanced when we do them with God's people. Because let's look at Ephesians 4, 13 through 14. I know I'm saying a whole bunch of things. I will put all of these scripture references in the show notes. But Ephesians 4 talks about how the body of Christ has been given spiritual gifts specifically for building up the body into mature manhood, into Jesus. He is mature manhood. So our goal as a collective is to build every person up so that we can all look like him. So our transformation is complete with the body of Christ assisting us. So we started to be transformed by the Spirit. Obviously, the Spirit is all throughout the whole process, but he begins it by making us a new creation, by breathing life into us, and then we continue being transformed by looking at God's word, allowing his word to do deep surgery in us, and then we spend time in God's presence, and that completely transforms how we look and who we are, and then we spend time with God's people, and that just continues the maturity in us, so that at the end of the day, we have been transformed from a dead thing to an alive person that looks like Jesus. Does that sound like something we can do on our own? Absolutely stinking not. Oh my God, no. We can't transform ourselves. We don't know how to do that. We don't know how to be changed completely, but we know all of the things we need, and we have all the things we need. We have God's Spirit. That is our down payment, our guarantee of our inheritance that we have in Christ. Ephesians 1 says it. We have God's Word. We have His presence. Because of Jesus, we can be in the presence of God all day, every day. And we have God's people. Change is possible because we can make intentional choices, but also transformation is possible because God has given us Himself. So I wanted to share that with you. I hope that is super encouraging to you. And whatever you're going through that seems impossible to be transformed, I want you to know it's not. Nothing is impossible for God. His arm is not too short that He can save. He can save. He can transform. Can I pray over you? Father, I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you have given us everything we need for life and godliness. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your people. Our desire is to love you and to love others. Our desire is to glorify you with everything. Our desire is to lay our lives down. Our desire is to be a living sacrifice. And sometimes we need help with our unbelief. Sometimes we need help putting off sin. Sometimes we just need help paying attention and not getting distracted. So we need you to transform us. Thank you that you've already started it. And thank you that we can spend time in your word, with your people, in your presence, by your Spirit. And we can be transformed from glory to glory, until we attain full maturity. That is the goal. Help us to continue pursuing it and not get complacent or weary, but keep running the race. In Jesus' name, amen. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe. If you loved it, please share. If you gotta have it, please write a review. I truly would love to hear what you have to say. And if you want more, tune in next week, because we will probably talk about renewed and how that informs our understanding of being transformed. But until then, I will leave you with 2 Peter 1:2. May the grace of the Lord Jesus rest on you and your families. I love you.